You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors, and he is at a conference today, so he's not going to be with us. But our guest today is Lauren Wood with Lauren Wood Builders. Welcome back.
Hi, Nancy. Thanks for having me.
It's been a few months.
Since what? The Builders
Blitz? In
the spring,
yeah. Builders Blitz. And I think we had you on once before that for Parade of Homes, maybe?
That's right.
So you were on really a lot in the spring, but I haven't talked to you to see what's been going on this summer and fall for you. So
it's been a busy summer.
Has it?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So first of all, let's talk about Lauren Wood Builders. Mm. What do you do? How long you been around? You have a great story, I think.
We build houses and we renovate houses, and that it's a common misconception, I think, that we only do new construction. And mm-hmm. I don't know why that misconception is there, but it seems to be. In any event, we do a little more remodeling than we do new construction.
Mm-hmm. And more people are doing remodeling.
Yeah.
Especially in the last few years when the economy kind of took a turn. People were thinking about moving and then decided, well, maybe we'll just stay in our house and spruce it up or add on.
Yeah, no doubt. And while this year especially, I think that more and more people are looking to do new construction, there's still just an incredible amount of renovation happening in Bloomington. Mm-hmm. I drive through the neighborhoods and I can't wrap my mind around how much is going on and who's doing all that work.
Yeah,
so
it's busy.
It is busy, and so that's what we do. We build houses, we renovate houses. We are not a design build firm. We're a build firm. We work with architects and designers, although we do, you know, work with homeowners to, you know, to finish on the interior and exterior finishes and that sort of thing. And sometimes mm-hmm. we'll do small design work on jobs, but by and large, we work with designers and architects locally to help people realize their visions for their homes.
I was going to say, and if people see your work and then come to you, you can connect them with those builders or those designers as well and those architects.
That's right, exactly. And most people come to us first, and then mm-hmm. we talk with them about their schedule and their aesthetic and their mm-hmm. budget and their timelines, and then we work to put together the right design team for them. So that's what we do in a nutshell. We I've been in Bloomington for over 20 years, but Lauren Wood Builders has only been in existence for, I guess this is its sixth year. And
wow, that's hard to believe. I feel like you've been in the business forever.
Well, it feels like a long time.
Well, you're
to
very respected in the building community, and so that's why it's like, oh yeah, Lauren Wood, he's been around all the time.
Well, I have been in Bloomington for a long time, and I've worn a lot of hats. Teacher being one of them for 10 years, yeah. And I worked at Upland Brewery in its infancy.
See, I didn't even know that. Day.
Yep, yeah.
No wonder you have an affinity to go there.
I know. Loyalty. But I also built on the side while I was a teacher. So I was working in the industry prior to, mm-hmm. you know, prior to.
You just didn't make it official.
Exactly. And I didn't work under the auspices of Lauren Wood Builders. So while that's a newer endeavor, I've been working in the Bloomington area since maybe 2001, and doing carpentry and construction.
So. I was going to say, so tell me a little bit about what you've been working on this summer. I know in the spring we talked about a home that you renovated over kind of in the Sherwood Oaks Church area. It was in a neighborhood like Spicewood.
Yeah, so that was in the Parade of Homes. We must have talked to that about that project for that reason. That was a neat little project that we actually did last year, but it was, you know, showcased in the mm-hmm. spring's Parade of Homes. So we have been working on myriad things this summer. Well, first of all, we have a new office location,
yes.
which you may be aware of. They're at the intersection of 46 and 446 next door to Brewster's Ice Cream. It's the old Mr. Luby.
I was going to say a grease place. Yeah, grease change.
Mr. LWB. So we've been thrilled to have a new location that allows us to combine our office and shop and truck and trailer storage. And
it's very functional for you guys.
It's awesome. We just love it. And it's a nice, convenient location as far as we do a lot of work downtown, but also on the south side of town near the lake. It's right on 446. So we spent several months this spring sort of cleaning that place up and renovating it to meet our needs. As far as the construction projects we've had going on residential, we've built a couple of houses down in, I believe the neighborhood's called the Overlook. It's there on Rush Ridge, the last road on the left before you cross the causeway off of 446. Two really neat homes. We just finished one and we're working towards finishing the other. We actually were starting another home in Shawnee Bluffs, which is also off Rush Ridge, incidentally, just past the Overlook. And we own quite a few lots down there in Shawnee Bluffs as well. And so over the next couple of years, we expect to be working down there quite a bit more.
So if anybody's interested.
Yes, please.
In living in the Shawnee Bluffs area, they should probably contact you.
That's right. They should, because there aren't very many lots. I think six or seven left down there. But it's a wonderful little neighborhood with lake access. And there's a little private, well, not private park, but a park that's a part of the neighborhood owned by Sycamore Land Trust. It's a beautiful peninsula. Mm-hmm. My wife and kids just hiked out there this weekend, in fact. So that's the new construction projects we've been working on are over there. I've been doing a big renovation at the intersection of Maxwell and High Street, which has been a neat and challenging job. And we're sort of honing in on the end of that. The homeowners are hoping to move in this weekend, and we're working really hard to try and make that happen. We've got a renovation up by the winery, which is a real neat contemporary home that we're gutting and renovating, and it's a couple in Blue Ridge, and we're just working all over town.
Wow, you are.
Just started a new home in Hoosier Acres, too, on Meadowbrook.
Oh, wow.
Framing on that right now, today.
Crazy.
Exciting. Yeah.
You are crazy busy. One of the things that I really love about you have a very eclectic, I guess would be the word, aesthetic. I mean, you, when people see your work, a lot of times it's very modern, but you also utilize some really cool industrial type finishes to things. And I think you have them in areas that you wouldn't anticipate, like the barn doors. I mean, you do that. That's not industrial, but that's more kind of the art type of thing. But you use a lot of, I know in your own house, you have you've had cable for your stairways, which is, I think that was one of the first applications I'd seen of that when you had that house in the Parade of Homes 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think you have this vision to use materials in a different way.
Thank you. Yeah, we definitely embrace the opportunity to use interesting materials. And I think I, for one, and I have a pretty big team, so all of us have opportunities to apply our aesthetic opinions to our various projects. And but I like doing different things. I don't like doing the same thing every time. So, recently we've been doing a lot of natural steel, raw steel, that is. But now that we've done more of it, I'm sort of looking for different things to do. So I think part of it's just exploring new materials and looking for opportunities to use maybe old materials in a unique or new way. Again, working with architects and designers, lots of times they're putting their fingerprint on the project too. But we do a lot of the finish decision making with the homeowner. So
absolutely.
We definitely are frequently choosing the material palette and that sort of thing. I like stone, concrete, glass, wood, a combination of the
natural,
basic.
Yeah.
But also we have a little bit of a contemporary bent. We're kind of all over the place. Eclectic is probably right. Although intentional and,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't mean thrown together.
Yeah,
I meant that you have a lot of varieties
that
you bring to the table of aesthetic. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Lauren Woods. But I also want to welcome a new House to Home sponsor, Class 101. Registration deadline for fall 2016 SAT testing is October 7th for November 5th class. Call Class 101 before the deadline and find out what you need to know. 812-320-3702. Call now.